Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What a dominating performance in the Big East.
I mean, well deserved.
I mean, they were awesome, and the defense is just relentless. And that's all anybody can talk about when it comes to St. John's is pretty much their 3-point shooting and their free throw shooting. And if you watch any college basketball this weekend, like I did, there's a lot of teams that can't shoot threes.
A lot of teams.
And there's a lot of teams that can't shoot free throws. So they're like right in the middle of that. But there are very few teams, and I mean very few teams, that are as relentless as these kids are.
Yeah, Houston. That might be it.
Yeah, and Houston averages 23 years of age. But when you look at St. John's, I mean, we talked to Brandon Tierney last week before the Big East tournament started, and I was wondering whether or not they could get all the way up to a one seed. And then you see Auburn lose in the SEC, which, by the way, that SEC tournament was crazy.
Yeah.
And my University of Maryland, of
course, got a 4 seed.
Yeah, but we got to go to Seattle. I mean, they always send us out west, and then, you know, you got UCLA coming back east. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, yeah,
we keep these teams in their region so the fans can go and actually watch them play.
Well, you do at least have St. John's and Providence, which is not so far.
I'm saying that's great for St. John's.
9:45 p.m.
Oh. I know, but it's great for St. John's. But I'm like, why is Maryland going west? Why is UCLA coming east? I mean, what are these people thinking about?
I think it's a little more, you know, the NFL scheduling, how hard it is. I think this is a little more difficult than you make it, but I know
why
what you're saying.
I speak for all of us great Maryland fans. Why is it that we always get sent out west?
I don't know.
Always.
I don't know.
It's
crazy.
I don't know how many times this has happened, but I feel like every year, you know, the one year that they won this, the NCAA championship back in the early 2000s, I remember going up to Syracuse and watching them play. I think it was UConn, and it was great. You know, at least, you know, you could get there. I mean, I'm not going to Seattle.
No, I wouldn't think you would be. No,
it's ridiculous.
But you also
college basketball thing is just like so goofy. I love the game. The game is awesome. The game is 40 minutes of fury, like the great. I think it was Nolan Richardson used to call it that. I think, but you watch these games, how much it means to the kids, and of course all the, you know, the conference tournaments are all sold out and just insane. And, you know, and that's what you want. That's why it's one of the best sporting events of the year is, you know, leading into this. And we get going with the first four in. But I don't know.
The way they lost that game to Michigan and the fact that Michigan won the Big Ten tournament is mind-blowing to me.
Talk about Maryland.
The loss that they had to Michigan.
I hate Michigan.
It's we lost to Michigan State. It's everything the announcers were telling you couldn't happen on that play happened. But they had a great season. They've got a chance to make a bit of a run. I know they're in Seattle. But you know what? The first two rounds of this tournament are never, ever attended. They're just not. When you look at the noon games on Thursday, the buildings are half empty, just like most of the it's really when you get going into the Sweet 16 is when the stadiums and the arenas get packed.
You know, maybe I'm just very sensitive to this, Jerry.
I get it.
But I thought, and maybe in most cases, I haven't really perused over the entire bracket.
Right.
And I was watching the guys doing it yesterday on CBS as they were unveiling it. But I don't know why. Maybe just me. Maybe I'm just overly sensitive about this whole thing. But you would think that you'd like to keep teams within 100 miles of their home city, your college city, if you could.
Man, but you can't keep both. I mean, that usually is the problem. And I do think the higher seed should be.
UCLA and Seattle.
Again, I don't know how they do this.
And then I think that final, I think, is in L.A. That conference final or that bracket finals in L.A., I think.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't tell because nobody has where everybody's playing.
We have to.
ESPN brackets.
You got to print the bracket out.
Yeah, well, I'm on the ESPN bracket. It doesn't tell me where anybody's playing. It just tells me what time and what TV station it's on, or TV network.
I'd like to go back to one thing you said about St. John's, though, because when you look at this team, the one thing you point out was the three-point shooting and the free throw shooting. I don't think anybody is.
It's in San Francisco. That's where that final is. Yeah, great, perfect. Can't wait to go there. Now it's about it.
I don't think anybody's criticizing it to the fact of they're bad at it. I think what people are saying is
that's just their weakness.
If they are going to get tripped up, it's going to be because of that. The fact of the matter is they are so good defensively, they're going to be in every game no matter who they play, where they play it. And I forget what ex-coach it was last night was talking about how good they are and why he believes they're at least a Final Four team. And that's because of the style of play that they do give you for 40 minutes every game. They basically wear you down. In the last 5 minutes of a game, you almost feel like you have no chance because they're so much physically fitter than the other team and they beat you up. So I think the question would be, is there a big three late in the game or a big free throw? I think people are more looking to that as that if anything is going to knock them out or trip them up, it would be that. That's all. Every team's got their.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to.
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Weaknesses.
You know, I was on that golf trip in the Dominican Republic last week. And one of the guys on that trip is a huge basketball fan, loves St. John's. And he says to me, he goes, I don't bet on them to start the game. I don't bet until the second half starts.
When they're down,
yeah. Because they always come back, and they have always come back, at least in, you know, generally speaking,
well,
I guess.
Well, they lost 4 games by 7 points.
Exactly. So he was right on this week.
Well, how about the Marquette game? Marquette was in control of that game early. things are, and I think it was Cam Jones, he's got 13 of their first 20 points. He's hitting three after three and making great plays to the basket. And St. John's, I don't want to say they look stunned, but like they couldn't figure it out offensively. And then all of a sudden, slowly, methodically, late in that first half, they started coming back. And as soon, you know, a lot of teams, you've watched basketball a long time. A lot of times when a team comes back from double digits, it's almost like they expended so much energy to get back. Can they finish the job?
Yeah.
For St. John's, once they got that game even, I said to them, I'm watching the game, my wife and my son, I'm like, this game's over.
Yeah.
The game's over. And they clobbered them in the second half.
Yeah, this is why when you compare college basketball to the NBA, there's no comparison. I mean, the guys could shoot in the NBA, and they do shoot, and they shoot a lot of threes. Boston just chucks it up from all
for
over
sure,
the place.
For sure.
And it's not fun to watch. I mean, when you watch St. John's, you know, because they do have trouble shooting threes, they still shoot them, but they don't shoot them nearly as much as everybody else does. They get a lot of open baskets, like on double screens, backdoor plays. I mean, on offense, I mean, their mid-range game and underneath
as
the hoop
good as anybody.
Might be the best.
I agree.
I mean, and, you know, the way that they run their plays and how they are synced up really well. I mean, that's a credit to Coach Pitino, of course, and then, of course, the players. But they do play a relentless style, and that's the thing. I mean, they just outwork everybody.
They do, and as we say, sometimes it's very difficult for the other team even to penetrate past their first line of defense to even get in to get a shot off. Will be interesting, too, to see when I watch a lot of the experts talk about this, how the games are officiated. Because if you're not going to let them play that aggressive physical style,
the
Big East did. How will they officiate it in these games in the end? Because that could be a big determination, too, in what happens.
You're right. And I hope that watching the SEC, the Big Ten, and the Big East, watching those games, they let them play.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And they let them play fast and furious. There were a couple of non-calls in this Michigan-Wisconsin game yesterday. Ugh.
Speaking of, I don't know, you mentioned the three-point shot.
How is Maryland not winning the Big Ten championship?
How about the fact that at one point,
unbelievable,
Wisconsin and Michigan at one point were a combined 13 for 62 from three.
Brutal!
I think it was with like 16 minutes to go in the game, I think it was 25-21. I mean, you want to talk about a bad game to watch. And you're right, Maryland should have been there.
Hey,
they
Jerry,
blew the game in Michigan.
Jerry, you remember that loss that we had at home to Michigan State?
Yeah.
Guy shoots the ball.
Yeah.
And then it's the three-quarter shot and it goes
in. Because then you blame me for Rutgers then losing to Michigan.
Exactly.
Right.
And then we play Michigan and the same kind of nonsense happens. Guy goes the full length of the court. And I'm like, can somebody, I don't know, just stand in front of him?
I will tell you, though. Having watched enough of these games,
yes.
Yeah, you're right. Stand in front of them. And I, it's funny. I'm sure they were in the bonus. I don't really remember. I'm sure they were. When a guy gets a head of steam with the way they call these games,
yeah.
If you make any contact with him, and I'm not saying they shouldn't have done better. They should have, for sure, and got him to give up the ball or not allowed him to get the ball. What do you want him to do?
If you go
out and stand in front of them, you're either going to take a block, maybe you get the charge. If you make any contact, they're going to blow the whistle.
You know what I loved? Actually, the play called by Michigan, the way that they ran their inbound play from the end line was really great. The thing that you see is that sometimes in these games, in these college games, when teams like St. John's are pressing,
mm-hmm.
it's impossible to get the ball in.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omisid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.